With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Munavim's with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast teaches why both nations and individuals win or lose wars. We're going to take a look at current events through eyes of Emunah. First, the Ukraine war. No one believed that the Ukraine army and the people would last a week against the gargantuan Russian army, yet a month has gone by. On the ground, the Ukrainians are outmaneuvering and outsmarting the bewildered and bleeding Russians. Putin thought that Kiev would be in his control within 72 hours. But the only control Putin thinking about is now is damage control. His lone resort is a massive missile bombardment from a safe distance far away because the Ukrainians have routed Russian armor and troops in direct confrontation. What gives the Ukrainians their power? They're fighting for their homeland. The Ukraine is their Ukraine and not Russia's. On the other hand, Stas and Valerie from Moscow have no idea why they're cold, near starving, and risking their lives to make another unsuccessful attempt to capture Borispol Airport outside of Kiev. The bottom line is that the Ukrainians believe in what they're fighting for. They believe in their land. They believe in their home. The Russians don't. It's not their land. It's not their home. Because belief, true belief, that's what we call emunah. Without it, there is no lasting victory. Let's take a look at the post-Zionist coalition. Israel's leftist elite barely represents a third of the population at the polls. But in a brilliant political move 6 months ago, they tempted the liberal side of the National Religious Party and the fundamental Muslims to join them in a coalition. Well, these are strange bedfellows, but by a hair's breadth, they succeeded in forming a coalition by one vote. Well, the Jewish members of the coalition, they didn't cast idealism away. They never had it to start with. To paraphrase our sages, the end bears witness on the beginning. Their goal was to seize power at all costs, democratically, or by way of the corrupt oligarchy or judiciary or leftist media, whatever, doesn't matter. The thing is that they deny Torah and deny Torah law. Their self-interest is very high, but their loathing of Emunah and the Jews who believe in Torah is even higher. In stark contrast, the Muslim members of the coalition are fervent believers. Mansur Abbas, leader of the RAM, United Arab List, is a disciple of Abdullah Nimar Dawish, founder of Israel's branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, also known as the Islamic Movement. Abbas's current mentor and close friend is Sheikh Raid Salah from Umm al-Fahim, co-founder of the Islamic Movement, its northern branch, leader of its northern branch in Israel. When all three have very close ties, Hamas and Gaza. Let's take a look at the Negev war that's being fought without a single shot being fired. My hometown of Ashdod, which has suffered for years from rocket fire from our neighbors in Gaza, hasn't suffered a single rocket attack since the new coalition was formed 6 months ago. What happened? Mansour Abbas made it clear to the Hamas leadership that if they dare shoot one rocket into Israel, the coalition could shatter. Abbas is proving to Gaza's strongmen that he's much more effective than they are. Without firing a shot, Abbas has seized huge swaths of Israel government land in the Negev while legalizing dozens of illegal Bedouin settlements. The Israeli government can't even plant a tree in the Negev because they've lost all ability to govern the police and the army. They've lost control. The result of Israeli government weakness has led to two tragic terrorist hits this week. And who were the terrorists? A knife-wielding Israel Bedouin from the Negev stabbed four Jews in Beersheba on March 22nd, 6 days ago, leaving 10 orphans. And just yesterday, two Israeli Arabs from Umm al-Fahim, Sheikh Raid Salah's sphere of influence, killed four people and maimed another 10 in Hadera. Meanwhile, while the Israeli government is spending 53 billion shekels to keep Abbas and the coalition to placate the Bedouins in the Negev, they've raised nearly a dozen Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria. You ask yourselves, why? This is crazy. Simply don't believe in the right of Jews to settle in the heartlands of Israel? Or they don't want to upset Washington or any of the foreign governments? The Islamic Movement, Israel's Muslim Brotherhood, and Hamas will soon have a territorial continuity from Gaza to the Jordan border, cutting all of Israel in half. Here's the hope. The hope is in the light side belief in Emunah. The Torah-loyal population of Israel today suffers from government discrimination as well as leftist media's demonization. But we have Emunah, real Emunah. We have the Emunah that believes that a tzaddik like Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, he has the power to protect the country with his Torah better than all the security forces. The fact is that the two horrific terrorist hits took place only after Rabbi Chaim Zatzal left this world this past Purim. Despite the odds, Torah and Emuna will overcome. If you believe that the Ukraine can hold out against Russia, then believe that Emuna and the land of Israel will hold steadfast until Mashiach arrives speedily in our days. Amen.